session number 23182, Reel 2.
Mr. Smith, Reel 2. We're talking about your time at HMS Rally at Shore Station at Tor Point.
Yes.
We're going through a typical day. The sort of sessions of training that you might get in the morning.
First of all, it would be on the parade ground, marching up and down, presenting arms, and all that type of thing. We'd already done that in the cadets.
What? How did you? You said you liked discipline.
I did.
Did you see drill as part of that? Did you like drill?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What was the value of it to you? What was the best thing about it?
I think you may think it's a bit stupid just marching up and down, but it isn't. I think that is part of discipline. So I quite liked it, actually. I liked the parade ground bit.
Some people didn't get bored by it?
No, I didn't. No. The only thing I didn't like about the training was in the gunnery school.
I'll come to that, don't worry. So, Drew, what about PT and
PT,
physical training?
Yes, I liked PT.
What kind of stuff were you doing?
It was mostly arms up, down, bendings, you know, touching your toes back, and all that type of thing. I don't think there was a lot of vaulting over horses and all that type of thing. I can't remember that, any of that.
What about sort of route marches or
no, we didn't do any route marches, no.
Or running?
No, only just you had to run on the playground, but no route marches.
Now, what about weapons drill? I mean, not gunnery, I mean rifle and...
The only thing, we didn't do a lot of that, actually.
What did you do for it? I mean, were you introduced to the rifle?
The only way we were introduced to the rifle was just doing that. Whether they did that, whether when I was in the hospital, I don't know.
So you didn't learn to fire a rifle?
I didn't, not properly, no.
What about seamanship? Could you take us through what you did for seamanship training?
I missed anchors and cables. But I had a general knowledge of that. So,
how far did they go with seamanship? I mean, did they do the knots and splices?
We didn't do any splices at all. They just told you what a splice was, and you know, and say this is a nice splice and all that. But we didn't actually do them.
And what about some of the, it's slightly old, but things like boxing the compass, you know, I don't know whether you were still doing that then or...
No, we were told about the magnetic compass and all that type of thing. And we were taught compass, another thing we did in the scouts, and you see. So, really, it was just like being of the scouts.
What about practical seamanship, you know, out in small boats?
The only... We did some at the rally, same as what we did in the Sea Cadets again, just rowing. What was the river? Well, I don't know what it would be, the Tamar, wouldn't it? Plymouth? Tamar? Yes. And we would row there. Just same as what we did.
Not sailing dinghies or anything like that?
Just never sailed. No. No, we didn't sail.
Swimming? Because, I mean, you're supposed to be able to swim in the Navy. Could you swim?
Could swim. What they used to do, it didn't affect me because I was quite capable of swimming, but they used to just put you in and they used to duck you, hold you in. And another one, you had to go down into a tank, climb down steps to the bottom of the tank, stop down there a bit, and then come up and come in to the side, you see, then. And then sometime if you, they duck you again.
That sounds quite difficult.
Yes, it was. I used to like underwater swimming, though, you see, so, I mean, that was, I didn't mind that.
Now, gunnery training, did you start gunnery there, or was did that wait till you went to the...
No, you started gunnery the last thing you did for the about the last fortnight of your 12 weeks training.
Well, let's talk about, we'll pick it up now. What sort of gunnery did you do? I mean, what were they teaching you gun drill on?
It was only a matter of gun drill and elevation.
Which gun? A 4-inch or 6-inch?
No, it was, I should say, about 4-inch or 4.7. It wasn't a big one, it was hand-loaded, you know. And
now, you didn't like that, you said. Why didn't you like that?
He was a funny chap. I think he was a bit... I think he... Well, we all used to say he was mental, the chief PO.
How did it show itself? I mean...
I don't know, he was... No rhyme or reason for his actions. They were out of sorts, you know, with the rest of the training. I don't think any of us liked it.
What sort of thing? Did you see what I mean? What sort of thing did he do that struck you as a bit balmy?
Well, for doing nothing at all, he'd just say, "You go run round the playground twice," you know, and all that type of thing. Well, there was no need for it.
So it wasn't so much the gunnery, the gun drill you didn't like, as the gun, as the instructor.
Well, I don't think I was interested in guns that much. You know, I shouldn't say I know. I always hate that. I wasn't that keen. I think he spoiled it more than not being interested.
Now, I'm not sure whether the rally has a masthead, but like the Ganges has one. Did you have any masthead?
Oh yes, we had to climb the mast. I forgot about that. Yes.
What was it like? Because it
very scary.
They're very tall, aren't they? I mean,
yes. We had to go to the top and come down the other side. I managed it, but I wasn't very happy with it.
Did you have to go up the sort of the difficult way out? You know where it goes out instead of through.
Yes,
the
go up. And then out a little, and then down. But I did it, but it's a bit scary.
Were you nervous of heights generally? Or
yes. Yes.
Did some boys not?
I didn't know I was at that point, not till I climbed the mast, because I'd never climbed anything. I'd never had to climb ladders at all. You see.
Did some boys not manage it?
Some of them didn't manage it. They tried to egg them, you know, but some just couldn't do it.
Any other training you remember? Types of training while you were there? In the 12 weeks. Did you do any signal training? Or was that...
Let me see. Yes, I think we did signal training, yes.
What type of thing was that?
Only semaphore.
So you knew most of that?
I did know the semaphore, yes. I can still do that.
The semaphore is not the Morse flags. It's a separate system, isn't it, of flags?
It isn't Morse flags. It's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, N, M. You know, just with the hand signals.
And that's what you were learning?
And that's what I was taught in the scouts and also the sea cadets. I think being in those two helped me a lot.
Now, how did you get on with the fellow, your fellow recruits?
Very good.
What was the atmosphere like? Were you all from the same sort of background? Or
there was one lad local. There was three fellows from Stoke. There was quite a contingent, about five Irishmen, and then all the rest were general. You know, Cockneys, Scottish.
And they all mixed together okay?
They all mixed together, there was no problems whatsoever. Oh, there was never any bullying, no. Oh, no. No.
Did you have any special pals at the time, or amongst that intake?
No, I think we all used to muck in together. There was no special pal.
And what about your instructors? Now, you mentioned, taking aside the gunnery one, what were the others like?
He was very good. Very good.
What, your general instructor?
Yes. He was a petty officer. He had been in the Navy quite a few years, and he used to tell you some little anecdotes, you know, of what life was like. And he was very good.
He knew his stuff.
He knew his stuff, and he could put it over. We liked him. There wasn't one chappie who didn't like him.
And he treated you?
And he treated us like a fellow friend. You know, he didn't bully you or talk down to you.
What about the other instructors? I mean, again, leave, you know, how are they?
I found all the seamanship instructors were very good. It was only that gunnery chap. I think everybody thought he was round the bend.
Now, what about officers? Do you see much of your officers?
Didn't see much of those. No. We had got a divisional officer, but I don't think I ever had cause to see him at all.
Now, you'd be going through a day and you'd have sessions of these various things.
Yes.
What time would your day finish?
About four, approximately, I should imagine.
And then what would happen then?
Then we'd go for tea. And then, if you were watch ashore, you could go into Plymouth or into Torpoint.
Did you ever go into either of those?
I used to go into Plymouth. I used to like being on the Plymouth Hoe. All the seaplanes used to take off from there. I used to like the planes taking off.
What would you do in Plymouth? I mean, did you drink at all?
I didn't drink then, no.
Were you teetotal or just...
I didn't drink. I wasn't teetotal. I wasn't against drink. But I think in those days, a lot of people hadn't got the money to drink. And we used to go into a canteen and have a cup of tea and a cake, a walk round, you know, and all that type of thing.
Watch the seaplanes. Would you go to the cinema much?
We have been, yes, I used to go to the cinema, yes, a little.
Now, if you didn't go into Plymouth, what would you do if you stayed in the camp?
You'd just either write letters or go up to the canteen.
Now, what was the canteen like? What did it offer you, the naval canteen?
I can only remember cups of tea and all the cakes and biscuits. And
did it have games, darts or snooker, then it would be?
No, I cannot remember. No, it's very vague. Very vague.
What about, did you have kit inspections or spend a lot of your time preparing for kit inspections?
No. No, there was no bull like that at all.
Well, you didn't have them at all?
I think once we had a kit inspection. That's all. As far as I remember.
Now, you said you were being tested. You know, you said you weren't tested at the recruit, but you got some tests when you actually were in the Navy. Is this where those tests took place? You know, tests to see which
yes, they only little cubes and all that type of thing. Whether you wanted to be a signalman, or I think it was just general knowledge. I don't know. I don't know what they were for.
Really. The sort of general intelligence tests.
Yes, just that. But I was told to go as a butcher. Someone who'd been in the Navy before said you might as well go as a butcher. So when I got to Chatham Barracks...
Now, when you left, you were there for 12 weeks.
Yes.
And that would take you through to about February.
Beginning of January, yes.
January 43.
Mm.
And then you went to Chatham Barracks.
Yes.
And at that time, you were still just an ordinary seaman. You hadn't...
Oh, yes. Mm.
You hadn't been picked as a butcher until you got to... Now, what happened when you got to Chatham then?
Well, you used to fall in every morning. And so I asked whether I could go into the beef screen.
The what?
The beef screen. What would you call the beef screen? That's where you used to do all the butchering, you see.
So and you volunteered?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And yes. Was there a trade test?
No. They said, were you a butcher? I said, yes. So the chief used to say, what can you do? So I said, well, I can do all kind of cutting up. But it didn't come to any cutting up at all. It was a matter of using a big cleaver and knocking 28 pounds off or something like that.
So it wasn't cutting joints, it was cut...
It wasn't cutting joints, it was just cubes of meat that had already been boned, frozen. So there was no skill in it whatsoever. You used to just knock off the weights.
And so that's what you do when you were at Chatham?
That's what I did at Chatham. And then we used to take the meat around in what we used to call the jitneys, the lorries, there was three barrack blocks at Chatham, I believe. Hanson? Yes, there was three, I think. And we'd take meat there, to the galleys there, to the wardroom, and then we'd also take it outside to Cookham Camp up Rochester and all around there. All the local camps, which was quite a few little military stuff. So it was very good.
So it's quite a good job, really.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was told it was.
Now, what were conditions like in the barracks?
Conditions in Chatham Barracks wasn't very good.
Why not?
There was too many people for what little space you had. You had not got any lockers whatsoever. You used to live out of a kit bag. Most people weren't in Chatham Barracks that long. It was mostly in, out.
How long were you there for?
I don't think I was in there. I think I must have been in there quite a while. About 4 weeks, I should imagine.
So, till February?
Could be February, March, yes.
February or March?
Yes.
And then... You were kept there because you were useful, I presume. You were acting as a butcher.
Yes, yes. Well, I was told, you see, because once you got on board ship as a butcher, you were a 9-to-5 man. You excuse all watchkeeping and all that type of thing. So, reasons.
That was why you'd done
method it. In your madness, yes.
So, in about March 43, what happened then?
Or
late February. Late February, early March.
Yes. I had a draft yet to HMS Wolverston, which was another shore base, just outside Ipswich. I know it very well. Orwell. Yes, Orwell.
And that was another shore. That was just a.
Was a shore base. It was presumably going to be a combined operations base. It hadn't opened. We were more or less ship's company. And
you were a butcher.
Supposed to have been butchering.
You'd been sent as a butcher.
Yes, but we didn't do any butchering. We were more or less donkeys, getting everything prepared, doing everything.
What sort of work were you doing then?
Cleaning huts, getting them ready and all this type of thing. It hadn't opened, you see. And then I think they thought, well, what am I doing there? So I got a draft jet back to Chatham Barracks.
So how long had you been there?
I must have been there about 2 months.
So roughly till May?
2 or 3 months, yes. Yeah.
May or June?
June. Mm. Then I stayed.
Did anything happen while you were at Wolverston? It's not much could happen, I suppose, but
no,
anything you remember from that time?
There was just one. It was a big hall, actually. It was a stately home. We weren't living, there were some wrens there. They were living in the hall itself. We were living in the servants' quarters. Like a little annex just off it kind of thing.
What was the accommodation like?
Spartan, but suitable, you know. We had a nissenut in the evening for drink, you know, or there wasn't any games. We were laying pitches or in the work and all that type of thing. There wasn't a lot to do. So we just went into Ipswich if you went ashore.
So then in about June, you went back to...
To Chatham Barracks. Till eventually I went back into the beef screen. Butchering. Of course, in Chatham Barracks, we used to live in a tunnel, you know. You didn't sleep in the barracks. What you call the tunnel. They dug tunnels underneath the
What was it like
ground.
In there? Because I've heard of that, but not many people have been able to give a good description of it. What was it like under there?
It was just like being down in the tube. There was all the brackets for sling your hammocks. You had to go down early to sling your hammock if you wanted to get a reasonable place. Because if you couldn't and you had to go right at the backside, it was very, very stuffy. You know, couldn't breathe. It wasn't nice at all. If we went, so you only stopped if you were watch aboard. If you were watch ashore, you used to go into Chatham and pay sixpence a night and have a bed in some little, I think it must have been run by the Salvation Army or some such thing.
So you'd actually pay to sleep?
Yes.
In a B&B or?
No, it wasn't a B&B. It was, you didn't get anything to eat. It was just a lot of beds in a room where you'd pay sixpence to toss down. We can't remember sheets or anything like that.
So that was just not to sleep in the, it was worth
sixpence? Yes, it was worth it, yes. Yes. It used to be in Chatham High Street on the way up to the station.
Were there many air raids during the time you were there?
No, we used to planes coming over, and you could hear the dive bombers, but we didn't get any actual trouble.
Now, how long were you there the second time? You got there about June.
Well, till we had. Till we had a draft chit to the Bullen.
Now, can you tell, what was the actual procedure when you got a draft chit? How did you find out? How was it given to you? And what happened when you got a draft?
Always there was an announcement made over the loudspeaker. Malabel Seaman Smith, CGX 369284. Report to the drafting master at arms office in the drill shed. Immediately! That's always you stick in your mind. Always used to say that. So you'd go down and you would give your name and number. Said, oh, you've got to draft it. There you are. And you'd say, what's this? And I don't know, you know, just you've got it. So... And then you would go with what they call drafting routine. You went round, see the doctor and all that type of thing. It was, if you didn't work in Chatham Bouse, everyone used to go round with a piece of paper in their hand and say, I'm on draft, chief, you know.
So this drafting, it was to check you were all right to go to the doctor?
Yes, and all that type of thing. And then, of course, you would sign out, you tell him when you were leaving and all this.
Now, had you heard of the Bullen? I don't suppose, it wasn't built properly by
No, we did get to know that it was a ship in the States. That's all we heard. We didn't hear that officially.
How did you feel about, you must have known you were going to go to sea, and you'd only been in shore stations up to then. Were you worried about going to sea?
No.
Worried about seasickness, that sort of thing?
I was worried about seasickness more than anything, more than going to sea. No, I was quite looking forward to it, actually.
Now, what do you remember of the trip out? You had the journey up to
Scotland. Of course, we didn't know where we were going till we arrived on the Clyde. We had 7 days leave, though, before we went.
What did you do with yours?
Went home. Oh, of course. My mother was very close. Caught the train. We caught the train out of Chatham Barracks. No one knew where we were going. And we got into London, and then we changed there. And we caught the train at Euston, and we didn't know where we were going. We travelled all overnight, and we finished up in Greenock. And, of course, you could just see this grey ship in the Clyde.